Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our merciful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Cinderella Man is a movie that features the boxer Jimmy Braddock. Braddock was a prized heavyweight fighter in New York during the 1920s. Things were going pretty well for Braddock. He was winning fights and making tons of money. He had a nice house and a lovely family, and life was pretty good for Braddock. But then things changed. The Great Depression hit, and Braddock lost his wealth and his house. And then he started to lose fights. He actually broke his right hand. And after several lackluster fights, the Boxing Commission revoked his boxing license. And so Braddock found himself unemployed with millions of others in the United States. He occasionally found work at the docks, but this was never guaranteed, nor was it ever enough. He didn't have enough food for his family, didn't have enough money to pay his bills. The electricity was shut off at one point, and one of his kids got very sick. And in one very emotionally intense scene, Braddock's desperation really shows. He's sitting down with his wife, May, to pray for dinner. And May says, "Bless us, O Lord, in these thy gifts which we are about to receive from thy bounty." But Braddock doesn't join his wife in the prayer. And as she's praying, you can see in Braddock's face pain, disbelief, and despair. May looks at Braddock, but he can't do it. Shaking his head, he simply mutters, "I'm all prayed out." Have you ever been there? Have you ever felt all prayed out? Has life ever overwhelmed you with hardship and suffering, sickness and bills, cars breaking down, rejected loans, crumbling relationships, and hurts that just keep piling up to the point where you can't pray anymore? You feel like there's nothing left to pray. You don't have the energy to pray. You think that there's no point in praying. You even think God stopped listening or believe that God has stopped caring. You're simply all prayed out. When life becomes overwhelming and when prayers seem to go unanswered, it's easy for us to stop praying and lose heart. But God knows that there are times in our lives when we stop praying and lose heart, when we feel all prayed out. Yet God longs for us to keep praying to Him. God invites, encourages, and commands us to pray without ceasing. In spite of life's circumstances, God doesn't want us to quit praying to Him, nor does He want us to lose heart. In our gospel reading today, Jesus' disciples evidently needed some encouragement to keep praying. For whatever reason, they must have felt like quitting. They must have been tempted to lose heart. So Jesus, perceiving their need, tells them the brief parable of the persistent widow in order to encourage them. In the parable, it goes something like this. In a city, there's a judge. Jesus describes the judge as, really, he's an awful man. He doesn't believe in God. He doesn't care about other people. He, in fact, doesn't care about justice at all. He's the opposite of what a judge should be. The man is shameless in his selfishness and unrighteousness. One wonders why he's even a judge at all. Then there's the widow. She no longer has a husband to provide for her or protect her. She evidently has no children or anyone else to look after her. This makes her an extremely vulnerable and defenseless person in her society. She's disadvantaged both economically and socially. And finally, there's the widow's adversary. Now, all we know about her opponent is that in some way he brought about an injustice to her. Perhaps he defrauded her of money or stole her property. Whatever it may be, he's clearly in the wrong and the widow is clearly in the right. And this is what exasperates her position even more. For not only is she in the right, but now this immoral judge won't rule in her favor and grant her justice. Any judge with any sense of justice would rule in her favor. But this judge simply doesn't care. He won't do anything for this poor woman. He won't budge. He won't give her justice. So here we are. The widow is desperate for justice, but the judge is unwilling to grant it to her. Imagine the dejection she must have felt the first time she went to the judge's office, thinking she would receive a favorable ruling. She comes to him and pleads her case, but instead of getting justice, she's scoffed at, mocked, disrespected, and her plea for justice is denied. What a crushing and defeating blow. Her problems keep piling up. This very easily could have been the last straw for this widow. No husband, no family, defrauded in some way, and now no justice. She's got nothing going for her. And at this point, like Jimmy Braddock, she easily could have felt all prayed out. She easily could have been overwhelmed with despair. But she doesn't give up. She resolves to persistently plea for justice. So she constantly goes to the judge demanding justice. Verse 3 states she kept coming to him. Every day she bothers the judge about her case. And why not? She's got nothing else to lose at this point. The widow shamelessly pesters the shameless judge. I like to imagine it this way. Every day, she wakes up early and goes to the judge's office before he does and waits for him to arrive. Every morning he walks to his office, and every morning there's the widow sitting outside his office waiting for him. "Judge, grant me justice." On his lunch break, he finds her sitting in the break room. "Judge, grant me justice." When he gets off work, she's waiting on the street, shouting at him, "Grant me justice, Judge." She walks behind him as he goes home. "Oh, Judge, give me justice." She even waits outside his house, pleading for her case. "Justice." This goes on day after day, week after week, month after month. At first, the judge simply ignores her. What does he care if this widow wastes her time sitting outside his office? But then, it begins to annoy him. Who does this widow think she is? There's no way I'm going to hear her case. But then, it begins to grind away at him. Everyone in the city knows this little old woman is persistently bothering this judge. He begins to go out of his way to avoid her. And when he runs into her, his stomach gets all tied up into knots. People are talking and laughing about it. The judge, who doesn't care, begins to care a lot. He can't stand it anymore. And finally, he breaks down and cries out, "All right, you want justice? You've got it. I'll give you whatever you want. Just stop bothering me. Don't come to me anymore. You've shattered my peace of mind and ruined my reputation. Just leave me alone and don't ever come back." Through her persistence, the shameless widow wins out over the shameful judge. She receives justice over her adversary. So what do we do with this parable today? What meaning is there for us? Well, at one level, we are fortunate that Jesus himself gives us the meaning of this parable. Jesus intended this parable to encourage the disciples and us to continually pray. God doesn't want us to give up praying, even when we're overwhelmed with life and we feel all prayed out. He calls us to speak with the Father, even when we don't feel like talking to him. In a sense, Jesus encourages us to be like the widow and persistently pester God with our prayers, even when you feel prayed out. And God doesn't want you to lose heart. He wants to hear from you. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear your petitions, your fears, your laments, your words of thanks and praise, your complaints, and even your anger and rage towards God. Anything you have to say, God wants you to persistently to talk to Him. God wants His children to take on a posture of constant prayer. And what's more, God promises to always listen to your prayers, even when it seems like He doesn't care. Because God continues to care for you and to hear all of your prayers. Unlike the judge who had no compassion or time for the widow, God has compassion and time for you. On another level, this parable really speaks about the character of God. Jesus contrasts the uncaring, unloving, unrighteous judge with the caring, loving, and righteous Father in heaven. The judge, who was unfaithful to his position as judge, is contrasted with God, who is faithful to his children. If the judge finally gave justice to the widow, really because of his own selfishness and unrighteousness, how much more will God grant justice to his children because of his selflessness and righteousness? God invites us to cry out to him about all the injustices we endure, with everything that's wrong in our lives. God invites us to join the psalmists who often cried out, "How long, O Lord?" God gives us permission to cry out in agony, in anger, and despair, "God, where are you in this?" We, in fact, are invited to join Jesus when he cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The truth is, God has not forsaken you. God has never and never will turn his back on you. The Father only turned his back on one person, and that was his Son, Jesus, when he hung nailed to the cross. God ignored the pleas of the perfect Jesus on the cross for your sake, so he will never ignore your pleas or turn his back on you. You have the sure promise that God is always listening to your prayers. And we don't have to be timid in our prayers either. We can boldly cry out for justice like the widow. We can boldly pray for God to act in our lives, to actually show that he does care, that he is listening and acting on our behalf. And by faith, we can trust that God is always acting on our behalf. He is always working for our good. God desires that you take on a posture of prayer, a posture of persistence in prayer. He will continually have compassion upon you. So don't lose heart, but persistently pray to the God who loves you and always hears your prayers. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.